Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome everyone to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale, so this is Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, September. I can't even believe I'm saying that out loud. September 2nd. I can't believe it's fall already. But I'm super happy to be with you all today. It has obviously been kind of a crazy summer for all of us at Beamer and just in the world. But we're coming into fall, so maybe we'll calm down here a little bit. Before I say hi to Cindy this morning, I'd like to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We almost always have a website or a YouTube or an event coming up that you'll want to write down. You'll want to be sure to write down when we talk about it. And please press one on your phone if you have any questions, comments, testimonials. We'd really love to hear from you. It's a big part of what our show is all about, is talking with you and being able to see what you guys need from us. And likely if you have a question, somebody else does too, so it helps us all learn. And as a reminder for that, is for this show, we do really have to keep it to behavior and training type aspects and stay really away from anything medical. So with that in mind, there's still a ton that we can talk about, obviously. So, let's just say hi to Cindy, and then I'll tell you kind of, we got a little off schedule from last week, but I'll talk about that in a second. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Rainey and everybody. It's great to be with you, and I agree. It can't possibly be September, so we're all in kind of a reality fog. But lots of things to share with you this morning, that information that's out there, and so looking forward to that and what your questions can be.
Perfect. And so I know we were talking about doing this usage once a month, and all of a sudden it's the beginning of the month, and we had some issues last week, and I did want to apologize about that. There was something going on with Blog Talk. They were having some technical issues, and we weren't able to actually start the show last week. So I apologize for that. We have a kind of a missing week out there, but it seems like everything's working now, so we're back. But we are going to push our usage talk till next week because we kind of got off schedule a little bit. So I apologize for anybody that was waiting for that. But we will do that. We're just going to kind of push everything a week. So thank you for coming on, everyone. And we will do talk about usage, and we'll try to get Dr. Marlies Funk on with us too for that. So Cindy, I'm going to turn it back over to you for some kind of updates and some information that you wanted to share.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Rainey. So a couple things. Again, you know, I really try and keep up to date with our IBD Beamer Horset private group. And then the corporate newsletter came out on, it should be in your email, but also on the dashboard of your back office. And some things I want to point out for you to save the date. This is really exciting. Since we were just talking about Dr. Marlies, that she's going to, hopefully the first of a series, but we'll see at least, a webinar kind of in the same vein as what Dr. Burka does. And the first one is going to be Wednesday evening, September 29th, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. And it's an educational experience to which you can not blast out the invitation to on your Facebook or something, but it could be by private invitation to include prospects and customers to join in on that. And there will be a link in the BBO calendar. I don't think the link is posted yet, but it will be there. So you know that when they post an event there in the calendar, there's a number of easy ways to be able to share it as an invitation. And so the topic is called the well-balanced horse. And I'll just read real quickly. Health in the horse is more than just the absence of disease. Anything in the external and internal environment of the horse can be a stressful trigger and turn into a chronic health or an acute situation down the road. Using a holistic viewpoint and modalities such as Beamer therapy, we may be able to detect and prevent those imbalances and work toward thriving health for our horses throughout their entire life. So that sounds like it's going to be just an excellent event. It'll probably be for an hour, and I'm sure it'll be recorded, but, you know, always being on live is best. So save that date. Again, it's Wednesday, September 29th, and look for it in your BBO calendar. Now, also, when you look at the corporate newsletter, there's a whole equine section, and you have to click on Learn More to get the details. So you can't just scan through it. It shows you, for example, what the upcoming Quarter Horse Congress that Beamer is sponsoring corporately, and we have a huge team of over 40 people that are going to be there over 4 weeks. And there's also in your sales and marketing, there is a brochure. If you have customers or prospects that you know are going to be at the Quarter Horse Congress, you can, that brochure is something that you can tailor for them. And at any rate, so this begins at the very end of September and runs through most of October in Columbus, Ohio. And it's kind of cool to see what the booth design will look like. And then also that we're doing a little contest, because we know a lot of people are talking about participating in booths. So we want to give you an idea of what it looks like, so you have an idea of kind of what the standard is. And so they're asking if you want to have a photo contest to submit that and show what your booth looks like. And if you have questions about that, or you're new and you haven't gone to, you haven't been a vendor at a horse show yet, there was on yesterday's blog talk, which was Wednesday, Greg Peterson gave, has just finished, it's like 11 plus days at the Iowa State Fair, where they had a combined human and horse booth. And just, he gave a lot of good general tips about booth organization and things to think about. So you might want to catch that blog talk. And we put a lot, because so many people are going to shows, but it also applies to any kind of demo that you do. What I really want to direct your attention to in this month in that corporate newsletter is the importance of sanitizing your horse set. Now, that the point of that is not just to keep your own equipment clean. The point of it is to not transmit anything from one horse to the next. And so, you know, to just say, well, you know, I've got my blanket and, you know, I'll just put my blanket on this horse and then this horse and then this horse, that is not a good idea. And that can result in some really negative impacts. And certainly it doesn't promote a good image for us as a brand, because I think I shared before the comment that one of our distributors was at a barn to do and offered to do a demo for a trainer, and the trainer was reluctant until they saw the measures that she took, and she brought along her fresh sheets and things like this to kind of sanitize the blanket and keep it keep a fresh sheet on the horse, because otherwise he said that what he had seen before with the Beamer, he wouldn't do a demo because he assumed that people didn't know about horses and good health practices, biosecurity practices, if you will. So You know, our horses are our lives and our investments and our business in some cases. And in fact, we as distributors need to really respect that. So we did a pretty comprehensive list of best practices for some things that you can consider that are, you know, not a huge investment, but they will show that, you know, this is not your first county fair, if you will. And so one of the first things is that you want to always make sure when you're going to do a demo, if you want to find out if there are any known communicable conditions in that barn. And personally, I would know if and I'd be surprised if a trainer even wanted you to come in if there were some such. But if somebody said, oh, yeah, these horses are quarantined, I would think twice about personally. I would rather do a demo, you know, at a time when that condition didn't exist. And Rainey, I don't know what your opinion is on that, but
yeah, I totally agree. But I also would be completely shocked if an owner or a trainer or would or a barn, you know, owner would let you on the property if they had something like that going on.
So, yeah, I know, yeah. But stranger things happened, you know. So
that's true. You're absolutely right.
You know, so there
but
really
I,
are.
I would probably wait until they were you know finished quarantine and they had everything cleaned up before I exposed myself and my Beamer to that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we don't want a Beamer to be part of any you know expanding the problem. And so there's really two different aspects. You want to keep each horse free from being exposed to things that can be contaminants, and they can be, you know, they can be transmitted on things like blankets and boots, as well as your boots, human boots. And you also want to keep your equipment from bringing in anything home and then maybe using it on your own horses or going to the next place. So the idea is to be able to sanitize between each horse unless the owner would convince you differently and to recommend that you use something that has been like a sheet, a clean sheet for each horse. And the recommendation was, and I know, Rainey, this is what you do, a twin-size bed flat sheet. They're lightweight. They're easy to clean. You got to launder them each time. And, yes, this is extra stuff to haul around, but this is really what we need to do in this day and age. And then, you know, to get a good veterinary disinfectant that you want to spray the inside of the blanket or you can apply it to a cloth and wipe it down. And what I like to do is after I come home is I open up the blanket and let it sit in the sun for a while. I protect the battery if it's a hot day, but I like the sun to kind of, you know, extra clean off any kind of germs that might be there. And as you know, you can wash the orange inserts because you can remove them from the cuffs. But, you know, one consideration would maybe be to get extra sets, or you can spray the inserts or wipe them down with the disinfectant, or you could use disposable vet wrap, or you could bring washable polo wraps. So I can see you're going, oh my gosh, you know, I'm going to turn into a laundromat. and there's some truth to that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
One of the things, you know, I know it's a little different if you're doing a demonstration at somebody's home and their barn, and you could say, oh, gosh, you know, if you have a sheet or something that they could use something clean. But when you're out in a public place, keep in mind that, you know, some of these measures don't particularly present a professional image. So certainly, like, you know, for this big show that we're doing with the Quarter Horse Congress, we're trying to say have some uniformity, you know, pick something that's a dark color, make sure it doesn't have holes and tears and looks crummy. Because, again, there's more people, perhaps, if you're at a barn where there's multiple borders, people are always looking, and sometimes we get so focused on what we're doing, we don't realize that we are representing the brand at all levels, and people are listening and watching. So thinking about a professional image is really is what I would ask that you take into consideration. So please, we went through all that as the, sanitizing. In between horses, and recognize that it's really important because, for example, the show that I was at that got shut down for exposure to equine herpes virus 1, that is so contagious. Horses have to be quarantined. They can't share tack. It can be airborne. It can be physically transmitted. And in the show where I was, one of the horses had to be put. So it's, things that are communicable are fatal for the horses. And we need to take it seriously, and we need to be respectful of, how much the owners want to protect their horses, and we want to do the same thing. And we don't want Beamer's name to be in any way, to take away from the fact that our primary goal is to help the horse and protect them. So anyway, please take a look at that. And lastly, and then I don't know if we have any questions.
We don't have any yet, but I just wanted to talk a little bit about that before we go on to the next thing is, there's a few things going on there. And part of it is just making sure we're all aware of it. This is something we need to do. And, especially for maybe somebody that's newer to horses and newer to the horse unit, and it's maybe just something you've never even thought about. So we just want to put it out there that this is something to think about and to take into consideration when you're planning your event or your, visit. And obviously there is going to be differences between if you're going to a barn or if you're going to a show. Because the show, you're dealing with horses coming from all different areas and different owners and different barns, and then so you do risk that, cross-contamination. If I'm going to a barn and I'm working with, a trainer's horses, likely they've already shared everything. So I'm not necessarily worried about putting on, and wiping down and sanitizing between every single one of that trainer's horses.
Right.
But I am, of course, have sanitized that blanket before I've come in, and I'm going to sanitize that blanket after I leave, before I put it on somebody else's horses. So there, and a sheet I still use, even when I go to a barn and I'm, just doing it on, a certain person's horses, I will put the sheet, and that's mostly for my own self because it actually, yes, you're going to have some laundry, but you are going to save time in the cleaning process because at that point, all I have to do is do a quick, spray and wipe down, and I'm done. I don't have to really deep clean every little bit because I've put the sheet down also. So yes, you're going to have more laundry, but it is going to save you some cleaning time too. I just wanted to kind of reiterate a little bit about what Sydney was saying as far as, we're definitely, our primary goal is safety, right? We're trying not to spread any kind of potentially fatal diseases. Obviously that's our first one, but she was saying, it's also part of just, presenting that image because no matter if you're in a barn or if you're in at a show, more people are watching besides just the people that you are, giving the demo to. And so if somebody is walking by and every time they walk by, they see you just putting that, blanket on a different horse without any kind of sanitizing measures in between, chances are they're probably not going to let you put that blanket on their horse when it comes time for you to ask them. So there is two kind of sides to that as well, both for actual safety and for the image of safety. So I just wanted to kind of reiterate a couple of those things. So thanks so much, Cindy.
Yeah, and thank you, Rainey, because it's always good to hear it in different voices. But, yeah, we really want to stress that because it's, it's all in your advanced preparation before you go. So, and the last thing I wanted to point you to was, again, I am just a fan of our IBD Facebook page for the Beamer Horse Set. And one of the things that Dr. Marlies shared back on August 30th, or right around that time frame, you'd have to scroll back through the post, but she shared some information that came from some kind of a clinic, I guess, but it was called The Biomechanics of Breathing. And it talks about how a horse breathes differently depending on what gait they're in. And it says, did you know that how a horse breathes during exercise depends on what gait they're in? Horses physically expand and contract the chest when they are breathing, at rest, at walk and trot, and perhaps most noticeably when blowing hard after exercise. When the horse is standing, walking, or trotting, they utilize their intercostal muscles, the muscles which are between the ribs, and the other accessory muscles of breathing to increase their respiratory rate. Like any muscle, these muscles will fatigue if they're not fit and healthy. Horses do not breathe by expanding and contracting their chest during the canter and gallop. During canter and gallop, all air movement comes from the movement of the diaphragm. Guess what? The diaphragm's a muscle. And pressure from the movement of the contents of the abdomen. So at a canter and a gallop, normal horses take one breath perfectly in time with one stride. This is called respiratory locomotor coupling. As the horse's front legs leave the ground and their weight is transferred onto the hindquarters, the abdominal contacts swing back towards the pelvis, causing the lungs to inflate, inhalation, breathing in, as the diaphragm pulls back simultaneously. And it's vice versa for exhalation. So this means that your horse has no ability to increase or decrease its rate of breathing in canter and gallop. Think about this when you do your own fitness training. Imagine not being able to breathe faster as you get tired during exercise and require more oxygen. And so, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but, you know, remember that sometimes we get some of our competitors poo-poo Beamer and say, well, yeah, I've read, it just stimulates the muscles. Remember the importance of, we're not talking just about skeletal muscles. We're talking about smooth muscles inside the body. And in fact, the diaphragm is a huge muscle, and how important the diaphragm recovering and functioning well is important to a horse's function, particularly if they're, you know, going at a canter or a gallop, or even for harness racers at a fast trot. So I thought that was a really excellent article, and there was a couple of pictures on there, the little diagrams. So go back and search that out if you are, you know, interested. And that might be something we could even ask Dr. Marlise about next week or when we have our usage. But I thought those are the kind of things that come up on that Facebook page, and it's worthwhile to peruse it, even if you just say once a week, I'm going to check this out. So anyway, lots of things to, you know, kind of save the date, be aware of, go back and research. So those are the things I wanted to share today to kind of prompt or direct your attention.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And I can't wait to go back and look at that post, because I a lot of that I know in my head, but looking at the pictures are and kind of being reminded about it. Some of those things you kind of know and you kind of have always kind of known, but you don't actually haven't seen it out, like written out like that and seen the pictures and watched the process. But our bodies are pretty amazing things, aren't they? I mean, even the differences between the human body and an equine body or a, you know, canine body or any of that, the differences are amazing. But what the body can do and how it chooses to support itself are pretty amazing. I'm shocked by that all the time.
Yeah, it is amazing. So I agree with you. So have we prompted anybody to call in and talk with us? Do we have anybody to share some information?
Yes. Somebody just popped up. I was thinking nobody wanted to talk to us today, but we got one just now. All right, we've got area code 831. Area code 831, you're live on Blog Talk. Oh, maybe if it opens. There we go. 831, are you there?
Okay, this is Sibylla from Monterey, California. And
hello.
I just Yeah, I could not hear everything what you announced at the beginning. It was so noisy around me. But I wanted to make sure that people know that for the International Horse Day from Europe, the end of September, those tickets are available in the Dreamer back office.
Oh, good. Okay. And that's the next workshop that they're, the international workshop that they do.
Correct.
Yeah, excellent.
Yes.
Good.
That's the end of September. So I didn't know if you mentioned that already because I couldn't hear.
Yeah, no, I did. I did mention, you know, Dr. Vonk's session is September 29th. And so I don't know if there's a conflict there, but usually those international workshops are during the day.
Oh, it's a different day. It's a Tuesday.
Uh-huh. Oh, good.
Tuesday, 9:30 in the morning Pacific time. I don't
okay.
have the date for that. Mm-hmm. But it's, I think, the last week of September.
So that would probably be, or although we're not sure, you'll have to check, it probably would be Tuesday, September 28th.
Yeah, that's, I believe, either 21st or 28th. It was towards the end of September. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you for pointing that out because I did not bring that up, so that was a perfect addition to what we were saying. Thank you.
Yeah, good. So yesterday I got my ticket and they had plenty. They still had hundreds of tickets yesterday. So
good.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on and sharing.
Yes, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. And one more person popped on here. We've got area code 802. Area code 802, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, guys. It's Janet Singleton Spangler calling in from Vermont.
Hi, Janet.
Hi. A gorgeous, gorgeous day here for sure. Our temperatures are down, and I'm just loving it. It's good sleeping weather. I just was going to comment on what you all were sharing, the post that Dr. Marlies put up about the horses breathing that I thought was really interesting. You know, I have ridden and been around horses all my life, and it's so ingrained in me and how horses move that I don't think about those things. You know, it's just kind of part of this is what we're doing here, and this is a gate here, mm-hmm. and this is how the horse moves, and then how the horse, the recovery time. It's just part of what you do when you're a horseman, and it's ingrained in you. So it's really interesting to read an article like that explaining exactly the parts and pieces. So thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, I'm glad you saw it too. Yeah, I saw you had commented on it. But, you know, it was interesting, the difference between a galloping horse and a trotting horse, you know. But really, you know, the diaphragm is a muscle that you know, really is going to need excellent circulation more so than perhaps some others. So we don't have to be second fiddle to anyone who says, oh, you just are a muscle stimulator. That just means they don't know about anatomy. So,
yep. All right. Well, thank you so much, Janet. I appreciate that. And that's mm-hmm. kind of the way I was. You explained it a little bit better than I did, as far as that's something you kind of know, but you don't really think about on a daily basis. So, yeah, that's absolutely, absolutely right. Thank you for coming on.
You bet. Anytime.
Yeah. Thanks. All right. Well, that was it for our callers, and we're just a couple minutes from the end of the half an hour, so we're for once not going to go over, which is shocking. We almost always go over a little bit over our half an hour goal time. But, yeah, thank you, Cindy, for all of your information. It sounds like we've got a lot of really good things coming up at the end of the month for a couple different big presentations. So should be a lot of information coming. And I hope you guys recognize that all these new kind of and bigger horse events that they're really trying to work on and get for more interactive kind of information about horses. So I really appreciate Beamer, you know, really trying to do more of that. So and keep going with what we've got, because I know Cindy does her calls twice a month too, which are amazing. But I'm glad to see more and more coming out. So any final words, Cindy, anything you want to share for before we cut things off till next week?
No, well, yeah, of course I always have to say something, right? But I just For those of you that are new, particular, and just getting kind of used to what's going on, something that you might, if you have a day where, like here in California, where it's so smoky that you have to stay inside, and think about kind of doing something for your own education and look at some of the videos online on different disciplines. You know, whether you're interested in Western or English, you know, there's a lot of different, both you could see different show clips, if you will, or, you know, describe what the disciplines mean. And, there, you know, there's usually videos that go with it, and it's pretty interesting. But, you know, take yourself to the movies and on those stay-inside days or the sleepless nights, perhaps, and see, in fact, what you can, what you might be able to learn different than, you know, what you've been exposed to in the past. And so that's my tip. I hope you have an excellent week, and I hope you enjoy this information, and we'll look forward to maybe hearing some testimonials, because that's what we're interested in, sharing what's happening with other people. If you have customers that have had great experience, please think about going to the extra effort and ask them if they could call in. And if you let us know in advance, we will, you know, we can make sure to put them first if their time is short, so that, you know, they don't have to spend the whole half an hour on. But we really like to hear, you know, those experiences that that cover so many different things than maybe what we're only used to ourselves. So thanks for being with us today, and we'll look forward to next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Cindy. Testimonials are always, you know, one of my favorite parts, whether we're talking about, you know, horses doing kind of amazing things, or really some of my most favorite are just kind of older horses that are able to just be horses again, you know. Those are some of my favorites. So I'd love to hear those. And also, you just reminded me, a quick reminder, that we still have that invitation out there. If anyone wants to practice their kind of, you know, intro, this is what Beamer is, please remember that we would love to hear that from you and have you practice on us, and we can help you perfect it. So don't forget about that. And we will work on having our usage call next week. I hope we can make it work with Marlee, since we're switching some dates around, but we should be able to do that. And that will be it for the day for us. Be sure to tune in to other blog talks other days. They're doing some really great things on all those other days. But we will meet you all back here next Thursday. Thanks, you guys, so much, and we will see you here next week. Bye. Thanks, Cindy.
And thanks, Rainey. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing